From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Late today, we heard from the family of the accused Tucson gunman, Jared Loughner, for the first time. A written statement was distributed outside the Loughner residence. It reads in part, "There are no words that can possibly express how we feel. We wish that there were, so we could make you feel better." One of the people Loughner allegedly shot, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, remains in critical condition. Doctors say she is alert, responsive, and capable of breathing on her own. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the hospital where she is being treated has become a gathering place for the community.
In front of the impromptu memorial at the University Medical Center, a local mariachi band belted out a ballad of sadness and longing. Violinist Arispa Ellenwood said her band, Mariachi Arislan, had played once before for Congresswoman Giffords. She said the band hoped music would help heal the pain felt everywhere in Tucson.
I think it's really horrible when people do stuff like that. It was actually really scary. You want people to feel open and comfortable to talk to congresspeople or just anyone in an open space, and you don't want to feel like threatened or feel scared to do stuff like that.
Inside, doctors talked of their cautious optimism about Congresswoman Giffords' condition. There's been no increase in the swelling of her brain, but her neurosurgeon, Dr. Michael LaMole, said that her recovery will proceed on her timeline, not ours.
She's going to take her recovery at her own pace, and I'm very encouraged by the fact that she has done so well. A penetrating injury through the skull, the survival, let alone recovery, is abysmal. She has no right to look this good, and she does.
The families of other victims were taking their own time in healing as well. The parents of 9-year-old Christina Green, the youngster killed in the attack, were not there. Christina was at the mall with her neighbor, Susan Heilman, who was among the victims. Susan is now recovering, says her husband, Bill.
Susie had her breathing tube removed late Saturday evening, and she looked me in the eyes and said, "What about Christina?" We were advised that the exact right thing to do, which coincided with 40 years of knowing her and knowing there's no other right way to deal with her, was to tell her the exact truth, which we've done. She's only kind of coming out of all of this very slowly, and I don't know for sure all of what has truly been absorbed at this point.
A memorial service for Christina Green is scheduled for Wednesday. Late today, the Arizona legislature approved a bill that creates a funeral protection zone designed to keep protesters away from the funerals and memorial services of those killed in Saturday's shooting. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.